Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, April 2nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Extremists in Uzbekistan wanting an Islamic State are being blamed for suicide bombings, kidnappings, and other violence. These attacks, however, aren't a surprise to Bible Mission International's Mark Remchisel.
We know that folks in this part of the world have been stirred up by the obvious conflict in Iraq. We just know that this is a real hot spot because what it's done is flush some of the extremists out of the other hot spots into this area. This is not something new, but could have some serious consequences for us.
Next, a Christian is in police custody in Saudi Arabia on charges of preaching Christianity. According to International Christian Concern, Brian O'Connor, an Indian national, was arrested by religious police in Riyadh. Drug and alcohol charges are also being filed against him. Sources inside the country say O'Connor has been beaten. He's suffering from possible broken ribs and wounds from being whipped. ICC is asking the U.S. government to intervene. And a pastor in Tijuana, Mexico, began praying about the need for a children's home in his church's neighborhood. Then a government official spoke about the need. Hugo Ministries' Wayne Freeland says because there is no foster care system in Mexico, it led to the development of the Grace Children's Home.
We're attempting to start really what is a new vision for the church in Mexico, where they may be living at Grace Children's Home for a year or two, but moving them instead into a Christian family environment so that they are raised in the loving arms of the church in a Christian family.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.